Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Enlightening Your Way. I am your host, Nancy Lombardo. It's so good to be back on Sunday evenings. This year, we are going to be at 7 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. We are airing live simultaneously on Blog Talk Radio and, of course, here on the Lilydale Assembly's official Facebook page. I'm a full-time resident here in Lilydale. I'm also a spiritualist and interfaith minister and healer. I'm the president of the Church of Living Spirit, which is an independent spiritualist church here in Lilydale. I'm also a military veteran and retired police detective with 32 years law enforcement experience, along with being a fitness and yoga instructor. And wellness is my passion. My show is a combination of many life experiences that will feature various topics and guests to help enrich one's mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. This show will re-air on my Facebook page, Wellness with Nancy Lombardo, where my motto is protecting and serving your well-being. And I'm so happy to welcome back my special guests, Stacy Kopinski and Michelle Shaw. Stacy is a spiritualist minister, medium, and spiritualist teacher for modern spiritualism. And Michelle has a background of 25-plus years in pet grooming, complemented by her Reiki and energy work. Stacy and her fiancé, Michelle, recently purchased a leasehold here in Lilydale where they opened the Sacred Grounds Coffee Shop. And last season in June, we talked about them creating and making the Sacred Grounds. And I thought it would be so fitting to have them back as my first guest this year to talk about our topic, Sacred Grounds, after the first season. So welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
We made it.
I know. Woo-hoo. I'm so excited. that's amazing because towards the end, you guys looked so tired. You were just like walking that dog like, oh, my goodness. I mean, and Stacy had her headband on.
Falling all over.
So my first question is, how do you think the first season went?
Oh, my goodness. I think it went amazing. I think, you know, it was a lot of hard work. I mean, it was definitely had its share of little challenges along the way, but absolutely, I think, top all of our expectations on what we truly wanted to do was, you know, to build a safe for community to come together. And I feel like I think we did a really good job of that.
Well, I know you'd had experience in the restaurant business with your parents and everything, but Michelle, I don't think had you had experience, so this is your first time. What'd you think about it?
It was a lot harder. I mean, it was going to be hard. I've owned my own business before, but it was dog grooming and it was just me. I wasn't a full service place like this is.
Yeah. And you guys started like way early, right?
Yeah, like I could easily say I worked harder this year than I have ever worked in my life.
That's a lot.
She's still here.
Well, I think it's funny because you guys would like finish up the day and by like 8 o'clock you're like going to bed.
Yeah. There's no nightlife.
No, not at all. That was just, you're exactly right. So has this been everything that you've envisioned it to be? I know we talked about some of your, first of all, let me say, the first time I walked in the shop, it was just adorable. And it actually felt like not, you know, walking into someone's home, it was homey, it was welcoming, it was so beautifully decorated. Yeah, that was my very first, and you know, the display of all the goodies, I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to gain 100 pounds. But it was just so well done. It was from every little detail.
It really, you know, it really did. Like it pieced itself together, you know, like you can see, you know, there are certain touches that somehow found their way in, like, Sharon, like used to have things. I didn't know that, you know, and so we had it set around and then, you know, like Breck and Sarah, you know, a couple of their decor things we still kept. But yet then we turned it into our own, you know. Like I know a lot of my friends, a few of them came from Wisconsin to jacket, and you just know Stacey's here because she has, you know, weird things everywhere.
I don't know about that. What were the lavender cookies? Were those from before?
The lavender cookies were like a hand-down recipe, you know, for, and, you know, we named our regular just basic coffee. Not basic, it was good local roaster coffee, but we called it Cup of Joe. You know, those little things that just kind of kept it going. You know, the Table of Pioneers, for example, you see their pictures. You know, it just kind of brings that into the space of what we were trying to create. You know, like in a big philosophical thought pattern, we're just little people, you know, holding space. You know, we're just part of a place holding space until our time here is not. So we kind of try to harness that, you know, harness that with, you know, the people that come in. Like, I laugh because I'm looking at different things that were kind of left behind from people, and we're incorporating it in. Or, like, we had a creative station where you could, like, color and draw.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people left art behind. So next year we're going to have, like, a whole wall of all these people who do these art things, and so we left them here. And just, you know, kind of create it like a community, like a space for community. That was what we wanted.
Well, I think not only did you do that, but you intertwined it so beautifully. You know, you intertwined the old, the new, the past, the present, and it was just beautiful. And it just like a orchestrated piece of music. It all came together. I mean, it just all came together for sure. I'd like to know, since both of you had not lived here in Lilydale before, what did you learn about Lilydale? Oh, good question. I was in church today and I said, you know, this is just off the cuff. We just have a conversation. So I like to catch you off guard and make you think.
What did we learn about? Well, I guess you want to go ahead. Thank you. Okay. Because, you know, I've been coming to Lilydale on and off for 13, 14 years. I think the longest I ever stayed here at one given time was one week maybe, you know, or a week and a half. So to be here all summer,
mm-hmm.
Actually, I can cry a little because now that I think about it, I learned a lot.
I learned
one, that this town, this community is a living, breathing, energetic field that will never, no matter the people that come in and out of it, it will never really change what it's truly for. And that's connecting worlds, connecting people, connecting anything, really just connection. Because I can't believe the amount of people, because we have the best job ever. We are literally talking to people every day who are either here for the first time or who have been coming for years or who have. And it's like you feel, and I hate to use the word magic because it's energy, but you feel this unbelievable sense of, magic is the word. Like, it's just like it reminds you of, like, oh, my God, you know, this is so great to watch these people. Like, this is my first time here. This is so amazing. I feel so good. Also, though, in that same breath, now we've learned how to live in it. I have spent 2 weeks at home in Wisconsin for a little while before coming back, and it's like I need to recalibrate my energy.
Wow.
It is kind of special to be living here. I mean, yes, it does magnify things. I hear that all the time. So it will magnify whatever energy you're putting out, right? Like, it doesn't have it magnifies anything. But when you can magnify the good, right, the hope, the love, the space of community, when you can get that magnified, which I think we have to see when every day someone was just so touched by this place, usually someone, it was multiple people that were having life-changing experiences. And I got to witness that, you know, so we got to witness that.
Well, it's cool because it always kind of keeps you reminded of, well, I don't know if it's been longer for you, but it always kind of reminds you of how it was the first time you came.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of reminds you back. It kind of takes you back to, oh, yeah, I remember what that was like.
Yeah, feeling in the gate, you know.
Yeah, no, and I always say that's so important, especially when you start living here longer and longer, to remember those moments and remember, like you said, coming through that gate, that feeling. Sometimes I think we get to take it for granted, you know, and then we forget about, not forget about it, but we don't appreciate how special a place it is. And then when you're reminded by all these people, you're like, you're right, I really live in a really special place.
Yeah.
And it's really good to hear that reminder.
Yeah. I think that was probably one of the most profound things that I learned, you know, from being here, is really how unbelievable this space is and how lucky we are to be here and to keep adding to the vibration of this space and holding it for anyone who needs it. What about you? Do you think about your answer?
I wasn't going to let her go.
I'm not sure what my answer is. I thought it was cool to kind of see, like, the four season, how it is, and then, like, ramping up, it opens opening day, and all the activity, and the people, and how everybody gets excited, and then, you know, we talk to multiple people about when it closes, and how it abruptly changes, all that, and it's like, I don't know how many people told us that, and I don't think you still understood it until they came, and I was like, weird. Yeah.
It's literally like, and people don't understand it, it's literally like turning a light switch off.
Yeah.
Turn it on, turn it, it's so abrupt, like you said, it's so fast. You're like in this whole thing, and now it's and here we are back to just, it's so funny because here we are talking on Zoom, and you're a street over and like five houses down. You're like, you want me to come over? No, I just hit you up on Zoom. We are all in Lilydale. Yeah, this is what we do. This is what the pandemic has done to us. Make us go on Zoom.
It's cold and ugly.
That's so cold.
It was a weird weather day here.
Yeah, for anybody that's not here, it's so ugly out. We had such a beautiful week last week. I'm not going to complain, but man, did that turn like a light switch too, just instantly. I got to say, I had so much fun meeting your mom, Stacy, one night when she was here, and we sat outside, and she was just so proud of you. And, you know, she kept, because we could hear you in there, and she goes, Stacy, she's just in her zone doing this. She has found her niche, and she's just in her place. And you both of you, I mean, you were so inviting to everybody that walked through that door. Not only you, your employees were wonderful. I'm sure everybody felt that coming in. You know, I can't even imagine that you could talk at the end of the day. Seriously. I don't know how both of you were able to even talk. You're just nonstop trying to talk to everybody. And they said, that's just a lot. It's a lot.
I do have to say, since we brought it up and we're live, right? And
yeah, yeah.
I do have to give such an amazing, humble, oh my God, to my employees, because they're amazing. Like Joan, John, Melissa, Ellie, Tom, Shauna, our cleaning lady, like everybody who, you know, came and took part in this, like you're hiring them. They're like, so what do we expect? We don't, I don't know. We don't know what we're doing. No. So come learn with us, right? And they have been just amazing, amazing, just troopers. Like, I'm really blessed how it all came together, you know? Yeah, amazing. So they were fantastic. So I just want to make a nice shout out to them. And
I remember I walked in one day and Joan was behind the counter. You know, they had just moved here. I was like, what are you doing here? I don't know. She goes, I had extra time. I thought I'd come work. but she loved it. Yeah, totally loved it. So.
Yeah, amazing. They're just amazing.
So I'd like to know what your biggest takeaway was this season, the first season.
Hire more employees.
I kept telling you need to take a day off. You remember, I kept putting that in your, from very early on, I was like, you guys need to take a day, because you were like working.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, Nancy. That's a big question. You know, I think I have to say, again, I definitely have to agree, I think, for the first time. And, oh my gosh, my whole maybe life of careers, I actually have to agree with what my mom said. Like, this is it. Like, I get to celebrate the fact that I'm a spiritualist, and I love spiritualism. in a community that founded it, really. I mean, not that they founded spiritualism, but the founders of this, right, of this community, and this is my life. Like, this is our life. I get to meet people. Like, today, there was this group of people from Buffalo, kids. Well, they weren't kids. They were adults.
We call them kids.
That came in to just, you know, they were on a photographic field trip. And they had no idea. I'm like, do you know what? Do you even know what this is? They're like, oh. And I'm like, well, let me tell you why you order your Sir Arthur. And let me tell you about this and that. And, you know, and.
How did they find us?
So I think the one girl. So one girl who is a student, her mom comes and gets reading.
Oh.
And so they were out, like, up in Niagara. She's from Buffalo. And, yeah, so they just swung by, you know.
Like, the one guy was from Berkeley.
Yeah. But I think that's probably my big, like, I feel like I'm in the right place. And I haven't necessarily known if I felt, not that I never not enjoyed, so anybody listening to that, I used to employ me. So it's too long. But I think that was all the stepping stones to lead me here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or lead off here, right?
Michelle, you got me? Big takeaway?
I think one of my big takeaways is, because I was never in this kind of job before, is the amount of work that restaurant people or waitresses or any of those kinds of people do. So I think I got a better appreciation for, you know, wait staff and that kind of thing, restaurant.
I mean, it's just hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And on your feet. I mean, people aren't used to being on their feet.
Oh, yeah. Well, we spent the first time in a couple of weeks, like, buying shoes and switching shoes and trying to figure out how our feet were merged. Oh, that was funny. That's so true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. People don't appreciate that kind of work, and it's just hard, hard work for sure. Hard work.
Yeah.
So do you have any big plans in the works for season 2?
Oh, my God. Of course.
I guess being in it, you started having all these, like, beep, 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 this, we could do this, we could do this. What, you want to give us, like, a hint?
So, yeah, we're definitely wanting to continue that idea and that, you know, the action of creating community, right? You know, meet the authors or featuring artists, or we're definitely looking at some artists in residence.
Okay.
Live here and then do live art every day that they're here, so it can be witnessed and watched by, you know, whoever's coming into the community. We'll definitely have music again. That was always, you know, that's always a great thing about raising vibration. We're talking about, you know, don't fret, we'll still have lavender cookies. There's some things, or chicken salad, there are some things we'll still have, but we're looking at maybe bringing in some new drinks. They're doing flights, like coffee flights, so you can get a sampling platter of all the different coffees we have.
I've never heard of call a flight.
Yeah, like a beer flight.
But you know, yeah, like, I've seen the beer with the, yeah. Coffee.
Yeah, no, they're going to be coffee flights.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
Very clearly coffee, no beer. Yeah, and we're looking at doing, you know, I don't know, we're just looking at ways we can keep expanding that idea. So there's definitely things coming. You know, we're planning. We're talking to a lot of people. Definitely, you know, working with the community too. You know, partnering up with, you know, other, I don't know, churches or clubs or, I don't know, you know, children's. We're planning on helping out where we can, you know, in the community and do that kind of stuff. So we're definitely looking forward to season 2.
Well, that was so cool. I know. Personally, you know, just hearing the music on the porch and random people just going up there with guitars and playing and singing, and you had the karaoke and people were dancing in the street, literally, and we haven't seen that in years, I'm sure. And people really enjoyed that, and I think they enjoyed the sense of community. They enjoyed the center part of the area of our town of being lit up, so to say. And you brought in many different people last year already, you know, different, and it was very nice. It was very, very nice. So I think that's...
And when we have more employees, we'll be open more to things. One thing we're going to take away is we're not going to work as much. Yeah, so you're right. We're going to
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people like to stay open a little later, and that was one thing we were lacking, and I'm glad. I think the lily stayed open later also this year, and the sunflower, everybody stayed open a little later, and that was because our workshops go till like 6:30. Sometimes we have evening workshops, and I think the people really appreciated having a place to go without having to leave the grounds and go find something to eat, so I think that was really, really important.
Absolutely. I think, too, like, even... I think all the, you know, businesses are definitely, we love Kathleen and Brenda. We were feeding each other coffee and food. we needed to eat something that wasn't from here.
I remember you saying that. You were like, well, we're going all the lily.
Like, make me a cheeseburger. Brenda, make me a wrap.
And I think what was really cool is like all three places kind of had different things on their menu, which attracted different people. So it was really nice, like the triangle, the three little places.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's like that community family. You know, like people would say, oh, I need ice. Do you have breakfast? Nope, the lily does.
Right.
You know, I'm looking for a wrap. Do you have wrap? Oh, no, the sunflower does. And it's like you could literally watch the people like, grab a nice coffee, maybe like a flavored latte here, go down there, have that, go over there, have that, come back here. It was just, you know, and that's what it is about. You know, I think it's working. And even the shops, too. Like, I have to give it to all of those businesses. Not that our mediums aren't businesses, bed and breakfast aren't businesses, but as a restaurant, we just kind of stick together, you know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But I think you're right. It all worked together very cohesively and smoothly. Yeah. And you all got along well, and yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect. So I'd like to know if you have any long-term goals for the business or for yourselves in your spiritual journey. So not just talking about the business, but your own spiritual. You need to put her on the spot and make her go first.
You know, it's so weird because, like, when we left here and went home, I was home 3 weeks before we came back. And we were only here constantly since, since June. Mm-hmm. But it was like, I was kind of sad when I left. And then when I got home, I was like, this is weird because it didn't feel like home anymore. And then when we came back this week, last week, well, you weren't here, but even you said when we came back, it was weird. So we're kind of in this weird limbo dance for a minute, trying to acclimate back to what we're supposed to do next. So I don't know that I can say for a fact that I have any long-term spiritual goals yet. I did, since being here, wanted to start reading more, and I have actually tried saying, started that, so that's kind of like a big deal for me because I'm a therapist here. But I don't watch TV probably at all anymore either.
I know. I'm
reading. What book is she reading? Lilydale.
Of course. Why not?
And I love it. I said to her, I don't know if I liked it so much because it's a good book.
The Christine Wicker one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Book.
She spoke at church before.
Like the first half of it, I was kind of laughing the whole way through it. And I don't know if it's so much because it's funny or if it's because I know some of the people now.
Right.
So.
I've heard other people say that. It's so cool to read that book, and then you come to Lilydale, and you actually meet the people that are in the book. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I want somebody to do like a second one now.
Right. So, Christine, if you're listening.
I think we can do an updated version.
Yeah. For sure. That'd be cool. For sure.
That'd
be fun. Well, Stacey, you're like the expert on spiritualism, so.
Thank you. Yeah. So long term, I have a bunch of goals. We'll see if I make them. That's a good question. But my goal is to keep up.
Oh, it's a good one.
I definitely want to see us here. And I think next year, season two, we will be here longer now. You know, like not that I'm not ready to leave Wisconsin. I still have, you know, a kid in high school and I want to see that through and, you know, and check in. But I do feel that we will probably turn the needle a little bit more to being Lilydale's our home in Wisconsin. that we kind of want to achieve. And then, you know, continue to keep building community. I would love to write a book a little bit about being a spiritualist and what it means. So that it, for me, it means so much more than mediumship. So I like to kind of, you know, enhance some of that, some aspects. So I would like to kind of even write a book just how this place, you know, remember from our first interview, how this place even came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then to watch, I'm sure I could get a lot, we could probably get a lot of material these next few years for books.
I know, a thought just came to me when you were talking about that. You don't by any chance have a book out there for people to write their comments in, do you?
No. That's an excellent idea, Nancy.
Yeah, I just thought of that when you were saying that. I thought it'd be really cool, especially people who have never been here for the first time to write their little comments or their, yeah, what they think about Lilydale in general.
Or even just document, you know, because there's so many people here for so many different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they're all coming here just to experience something from one perspective. They're coming here to experience multiple things from multiple perspectives. So that's an excellent, excellent way, you know. And I do want to continue on, you know, developing my mediumship and maybe someday, I mean, I know the testing process is long. We'll see, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It feels when I'm called to do it, like when the door opens. I always said that. I said that, oh my God, how many years ago now? I'm having a flashback to, I think I was at a convention for spiritualists, and I remember saying, well, if spirit opens the door, I promise I'll walk through it. And I think I've done that. So we'll see. Who knows what doors? But we'll definitely be here more. Opening sooner. We're going to open more like Memorial Day weekend and be open on the weekends until season. And we're going to stay open until October again. And there's about a ton of classes I want to take too.
Right.
Between what you guys offer, Barbara's healing class, like I gotta start saving up money and getting signed up to take all classes.
Well, I know you had some guests come in your shop, like Raymond Moody, some of the presenters had come in. Did you have a chance to have conversations with them also? So that was really, really cool.
Yeah, do you
want to
hear my worst experience one? Because I didn't realize it.
Okay, go ahead.
Some of you know who have been in here that I have drinks named after different pioneers or different philosophies. So this guy comes in with this real cool shirt on. Like, it looks like the universe, and I'm like, oh, cool shirt. He's like, thanks. And he orders a magic staff and a chicken salad sandwich to go. And a lot of times when we don't have a line, I will somehow encourage conversation about said drink in this philosophy or meaning of spiritualism. So when we made his magic staff, I said, behold, here is my magic staff. Walk with it, talk with it, lean on it, believe in it forever. Under all circumstances, keep it in mind. And he just kind of looked at me super puzzled, and I'm just like, well, that's what we named the drink after. There was this guy whose spirit guide gave him this metaphorical staff to, you know, and he's like, okay. He's like, thanks. And he goes, I'll just wait out here for my sandwich to go. And I said, no problem. And so the sandwich is ready. I go to take it out to him, and he goes, what? No, behold thy sacred chicken sandwich? And I laugh, and I said, no. And then I realized it was Jack Osborne.
Oh, no.
I knew it was Jack Osborne. He had no clue that it was.
Oh, that's good.
Well, good. Now we know something. So go home and know that I have a staff.
Well, I heard he had a great experience here in Lilydale, so that's probably all good.
Like, a lot of them did, you know, like Raymond, like they, that whole weekend they were in, Shannon Taggart's weekend, a lot of them were, we really got to experience not just the presenters, but the people who went.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, if you need something positive, especially for those who we live here every day, right? So sometimes we can get into the life of living here every day and what it is to live in a small town and, you know, those kinds of things. And I get that. But if you ever need a good, upliftment, come and just listen. Just come in here, get a cup of coffee, sit down and listen. Because it was amazing. We go bus tables. Oh my God, did you see this? Oh, I'm just a healing temple. I feel so much better. Did you get that? Did you see the message that so-and-so gave me? I can't believe it. I know that was my grandma. You know, like, listen to the conversations. Oh, did you see, you know, did you see this class? Or I'm in this class. Oh, me too. And you just see the, you just love and see the positivity and happiness that comes from, you know, all of what.
From our hamlet. Exactly. From our beautiful little hamlet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You probably did hear a lot of the after effects of all that, and that has to make you feel good for sure.
Yeah, made us want to get up the next morning and do it all over.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. I'm sure. Is there any one of your customers whose story might have touched you more than somebody else that had an experience here?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, that's me. But I right away, as soon as you said that, one passed out in my mind. What about you?
Well, I don't, you know, they want a visitor. I was thinking about that picture.
Oh, that's the same one. That's what you're thinking about.
No wonder you two are meant to be together.
Yeah. So we feature artists in their artwork. Nancy, you got your cards here.
I know. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's so wonderful to share. And we had Julie Craig, who is an artist that we feature here. She has some pictures on the wall. And we had a couple people come in, and I'm sorry, I'll just say this right now. I just don't remember names. It takes me forever to learn people's names, but I'll remember your aura. I'll remember what you drink. I remember what you like to eat. They just might not ever remember your name, right?
I'll remember your animal.
It was always like, well, you know, Sis Mom.
It's funny.
That's what she always describes people. They find their animals. You know, Mom. So it was, I don't know, there was a group of women. They were in, you know, chit-chatting, having a good time. Nothing was ever said to us while we were actually open and here. But the next day, I got an email asking about one of Julie's pictures because it was there. It was a room in Jewel, in Jewel's Lake, that Julie had taken the picture of. And Julie does these beautiful kind of, they look like ghosts, you know, like
very cool, yeah.
And this was a ghost sitting like in a bedroom at Jewel of the Lake. And it's the same room that this mom and daughter stay at every year they come. But the mom is fighting a very aggressive form of cancer. And though she remains a fighter, she also remains hopeful and realistic. And that's the room that they stay at every year they come. So she contacted us to contact the artist to buy a print to give to her daughter so that if she should pass, they all remember that she's still with them because she comes. Isn't that amazing?
That's so touching.
Tear up and
yes.
You know.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah. You know, and again, you just have to think about how much spirit can influence or help us or guide us and direct us. You know, how did I meet Julie? How did it get to be here? How were they here? And they saw it. And, you know, and they're here, you know, having their experience and getting healing. You know, that was pretty cool. Like, that was really cool.
I love
it. Millions of customers. That's the other people now. Now we'll do a shout out to all of the people who came in the door, regardless if it was one time or 100 times. Like, we just loved every single one of you and are so grateful.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, just leaving your energy anywhere, like giving us words of advice. I mean, people fixing our doors that break. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just said, you know, we have the most amazing customers. Like, I'm sure, you know, most businesses say that, but we really do. They just are, you know, they come in, they tell us their story, they put their energy into this place. And so that's amazing.
I think it'd be cool if people are watching, if they put in the comments, like, what their favorite thing was in the coffee shop or what their favorite food was. Maybe that might give you a little help for next year or whatever, but just a comment of what their overall experience was. because we had talked about it and the anticipation of it being open, and many people were so excited. I mean, it'd been closed for a few years, and then it was definitely closed during the pandemic. And you guys have done a lot of work to it. You know, the painting itself was just beautiful, and you're actually finishing that up this week. Did you get it done before the? Yeah, I knew it was going to be a rush with this weather coming. You tried.
We tried.
Yeah.
You know, we call our building a she, just because that's what we feel like she is. And, you know, when she's ready to put her final coat of lipstick on, she'll let us.
And there you go. So, you know, we had talked about it before that there people have seen, I believe, women in your house. Did you experience any of that? Yes? Tell.
Well, we call her Ruth. I don't know. That could be a couple of them. We have.
You call her Ruth?
I think that's a Braxton. Brett was there, or somebody said it was, or maybe somebody told us there was a Ruth. I don't know, but we're going with it. So the sun,
that's right.
What we kept doing. But we have one door upstairs, the linen closet door, and it has one of these really, how do you call it, honey? How would you show it? Like this type of rack.
It's a rack that you
like
put
this
down.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So like it's got like a little hooky and just.
Yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it goes far down, right? So like it takes a lot of effort to get it to turn up. That sucker, that closet's open all the time.
Just up?
All the time. Completely left up, door open.
Has it always been a closet?
I think so. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell because it's, you know, this has been added on to so many times.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of right where the original house ended. So I don't know. But, yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, it is crazy. And you'll hear, like, I've heard, like, people, I don't hear people, walking. I don't even know when it's dark.
Have you ever seen anything? You've just heard and seen, like, doors open?
I think one time I walked into the yellow, like our yellow room, we call it, and I literally thought there was a guy sitting at the table. It kind of took me back for a minute, but then there was no one there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, is that just kind of normal where you go, okay.
In Lilydale, that would be a yes.
Yeah.
That would be
yeah.
And of course, to you, whose parents owned a haunted restaurant, right?
Yeah, so, it should be a lot for me to notice, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably just like, this happens all the time to me.
Exactly. But yeah, that's probably the most, I'm thinking, right? The only thing I think is
Yeah, that's good. I always say they're all in all of Lilydale. I think they're always welcoming spirits if they're here. I've never had a bad feeling. I just never have. Even if it's that thing that catches your eye, did I see that or not? But it's never been scary. It's never been any of that. It's always just been beautiful and just the presence. And that I think they all want to be here too in this energy.
Yeah, exactly. And we did get our portrait done. I don't know. Again, back to Julie.
Oh, with Julie?
Portrait done where we're see-through. So that way, whoever inherits this after we go, we can still have like our little, you know, little spot on the wall. Look. Here we are. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be here holding the space. I'll be like, hey.
I love that. So you said, I know you're going till the end of October, right? All the way till the very last Sunday in October.
Yeah.
And then you'll be closing down and opening back up Memorial Day weekend. Is that what you said?
Memorial Day weekend, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be nice. I'm trying to not anticipate the winter here, of course.
No.
And you don't have to be here yet for the winter, but not fun times. We'll just see. But you actually.
I do have to say we've learned Lilydale also has its own weather forecast.
Yeah.
It does not follow any of like what you see or just recorded on TV or on your phone. Like it can, you know, it'll be like, watch out, tornado. Well, not a tornado, but like big storm. And we're sitting out here and it's funny. Like you're just kind of really confused.
Or a big cloud will come over and they're like, oh, it's going to storm. And then the people are
You're right about that. It's bizarre weather here. It's just so bizarre weather and so unpredictable. We never know. We never know. Well, I don't know. Do you have anything else you'd like to say? Because I've covered all my questions, and it's been fun as always.
Yeah, It's always a good time. It's always a good time. And, you know, I guess I want to say then my third and final shout-out, thank my workers, thank our customers, and really then just thank the community. You know, I was blessed. We were blessed to meet so many people and to see really what kind of unbelievable, talented, wonderful people live here in this community. And, you know, quietly hold space. You don't go unnoticed. You know what I mean? You don't go unnoticed. And the community was so supportive. You know, if it wasn't, you know, sharing our posts or talking to others or even outside the gates too, like perhaps the Cafedega, you know, and even that community, and how just amazing and welcoming all of everyone was for us too. It definitely made us feel at home and at ease. And
well, I really think the fact that we got the historical stamp now on our community, our entire community has helped out tremendously. It's piqued people's interest in wanting to come and visit. And I so appreciate people like you that have come and are restoring, because there's several buildings here and homes here that still need that special love and attention. Mm-hmm. And I just appreciate you so much to build that back to what we know it was back in its heyday. And I'm sure it was to its full potential this year. And I think it's only going to grow bigger. And it's just a wonderful thing for Lilybell community, for sure.
Absolutely. And you know, props to you too, Nancy. I'm just going to say that just because you were such a big supporter, having us on your show twice, but also just being a friend and watching you lead a church. Like, that is immense. And to watch how you just pull your whole board and you pull everyone, you know, it's a welcoming place. You know, what you create to it.
Thank you.
It was great. Like, I love going to the church, you know, annual meeting and seeing all these people.
That was wonderful. Yeah.
But the drawback to having it, I think it is that we don't get to go to church.
Yeah, I know. That's so sad. I actually thought about that today. I thought they might be in church. I thought, oh, they're working. Yeah, they can't be in church.
Yeah, we snuck out. Oh, gosh, no. We barely made it to any deathlife. We're looking for employees. There's like 3 or 4 classes I wanted to go or symposiums to sit in on.
Well, you are one of our ministers, so now I see that you're doing like food ministry.
Yeah, there you go. Love that. Caffeine ministry.
And caffeine ministry. That could be a thing. Yeah. You know, we also forgot to make mention talking about the community. Another thing I missed when the switch went off, the golf cart community at nighttime. Choom, choom, choom. You guys were like, you guys were part of that.
You were that. But you have to hit it right at the right time.
Everywhere. And then as soon as season ended, I was just like, I'm out walking the streets by myself. Where's all the golf carts? Where is everybody? Nope, all gone.
Those were our date nights. For like 20 minutes, like, off the golf cart. Okay.
You tried to go, but then you got stopped every 2 seconds talking to people, and I'm like one of them. Okay, go drive your golf cart.
So funny. She was looking at a souped-up three-wheel golf cart with Harley Davidson like both on it.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
That'd catch people's attention for sure. Yeah.
They were kind of giving us heck that they didn't have headlights. Oh. They didn't have any lights, so then we had to figure that out. That took a couple of times, but then we finally got that worked out at the end. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you'll know for next year.
Yeah. Oh, you know, too, if any of you have any good slogans, I'm trying to come up with some good slogans to add to our new t-shirts. Like this year, our t-shirt said, support your local caffeine dealer. Now, I did come up with
this. Of course, as a narcotics detective, I think that's hilarious.
So this morning, this one popped in my head, our coffee so strong, it wakes the dead. I don't know if that's a good one. But if anybody has any funny taglines that we can use for some of our next year's merchandise.
Yeah, your merchandise.
limited edition something. Oh, yeah, like new T-shirts every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like a limited edition T-shirt, you know, where it's a new saying or something.
Well, I saw Amanda today rocking her sweatshirts, and they looked so cute on her. So, yeah, they were really adorable. Yeah. Really good times. I'm looking forward. I'll be miss you guys when you're there. Like, someone's asking me where you guys live at. Like, somewhere cold. They go somewhere.
Wisconsin.
Somewhere colder than here.
It's southeastern Wisconsin. So it's like, we don't get the snow that you guys get at all. But we do get cold.
Okay.
We'll get, like, 20 below zero is like a regular temperature for quite a few days.
Well, I'm glad there's actually going to be someone taking care of the place. Do you want to have any surprises to come back to this year? So that would be
exactly.
A good thing.
Exactly. Fantastic. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Tom. Anyways, it's been such a joy. Thank you so very much for joining me on my very first show. And I know you have your own show once a month, so we'll be seeing your guests come up, and mine's twice a month, every other week, I think, is when I do mine. Like I said, I hope people will post comments. If they have any questions to ask, post that. We'll both go through and we'll look at them and we'll answer them as we can, for sure.
Absolutely.
So awesome. Well, in saying that, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Join me again in 2 weeks for our next episode of Enlightening Your Way, where my goal is to enrich your mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. Please visit this page often, the Liddell Assembly, Inc. page. There's workshops coming up, off-season workshops, Zoom, in person. So we have our Healing Temple services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. So just be on the page and see everything that's going on in Liddell and the things that will be coming up for the following season. Also, I have my own Facebook page, Wellness with Nancy Lombardo. I'd appreciate if you'd go there and like it. And Instagram, nancy.k.lombardo. My name is Nancy Lombardo. I am here protecting and serving your well-being. Good evening, everybody. Thank you.